Hello, my friends. Welcome to Night Tales. I'm Rick, and on this podcast, I create original and exclusive creepypasta and Twilight Zone-style stories, among others. You can also watch full-length versions with visuals on my YouTube channel at Night Tales TV1. There's a link in the show notes. Now, here comes today's story. I hope you enjoy. The night stretched on as I drove down the seemingly endless highway, nothing but the stars and the soft hum of my car for company. The GPS had stopped working miles ago, and I'd lost all sense of direction. Just as I began to wonder if I'd taken a wrong turn, I spotted a flicker of light in the distance, neon glowing in the dark like a beacon. I pulled into a small, old-fashioned town that felt like a slice of 1950s America. The high street was deserted, save for a single diner with its neon sign buzzing softly in the still night air. It read, Earl's Diner, flickering occasionally. I parked the car and stepped out, the faint scent of fresh-cut grass and the distant smell of pie hanging in the air. The whole place felt too quiet, too perfect. The diner was the only thing open, so I wandered in, hoping to ask for directions. A bell jingled as the door swung shut behind me. The place was nearly empty, with just a waitress leaning behind the counter, lazily flipping through a magazine. A couple sat at a booth, speaking in hushed tones.
"Can I help you?"
the waitress asked, her voice polite but distant.
"Yeah, I'm a bit lost. Is there a motel around here?"
She looked up at me, her expression unchanged.
"Just down the road, about a 5-minute walk. It's called The Pines, can't miss it."
I thanked her and left, glancing back at the diner as I walked out. The neon light flickered again, casting long shadows onto the empty street. I made my way down the road toward The Pines Motel, just as the waitress had said. The motel looked like it had been plucked straight from the 1950s. Small, with a faded neon sign of its own that buzzed faintly in the quiet. A few of the rooms were lit, but most were dark. The place was almost too still. Inside, the manager gave me a key without much conversation. My room smelled faintly of old wood and mothballs, the kind of place that hadn't been updated in decades. Brown curtains, mustard yellow bedspread, it felt like I'd stepped back in time. I lay down, but sleep didn't come easily. Every creak of the building made me jump, and more than once, I thought I heard faint whispers just outside the window, too quiet to make out, but enough to keep me awake. Eventually, I drifted off, but not peacefully. Morning came with the pale light of dawn spilling through the thin curtains. I hadn't slept well. The town looked different in the daylight, but not in a comforting way. It was alive, sure, but there was something about it that felt staged. Like it was too perfect, too pristine. I walked down the high street, passing by the old diner and a couple of other small shops that had opened. There weren't many people around, but the ones I did see nodded politely, offering quick smiles that didn't quite reach their eyes. An old man sat on a bench outside the barber shop, a dog at his feet, staring out at the empty road.
He looked like he hadn't moved since the night before. I headed inside the barbershop, hoping to get a little more information about the town.
"Morning," the barber said, wiping down his chair.
He was an older man with graying hair slicked back, wearing a white apron that looked like it hadn't changed in 50 years.
"What brings you in?"
"I'm just passing through," I said, taking a seat. "Got a bit lost last night. Ended up staying at the Pines Motel. Nice place, but this town is pretty quiet, isn't it?" He nodded slowly, eyes narrowing as he looked at me in the mirror.
"Oh, we like to keep things quiet around here. Nothing much changes, you know, just the way we like it."
His words were friendly enough, but something about the way he said them sent a shiver down my spine. There was a brief flicker, and for a split second, the barber's face in the mirror seemed to blur, just slightly, like an old TV on the fritz. I blinked and it was gone. I shook my head, trying to brush it off. Probably just tiredness, I thought. A long drive and a sleepless night were messing with my head. I thanked the barber, the strange moment still lingering in my mind. I decided then that it was time to leave. This town, as charming as it appeared, wasn't right. Something felt off. Maybe it was just the sleepless night getting to me, but I couldn't shake the feeling. I grabbed a quick coffee from the diner before heading out, but even in the daylight, the place felt just as eerie. The same waitress was there, barely acknowledging me, her smile as distant as ever, and the couple in the booth, they hadn't moved since last night. Very strange. I felt an increased urge to leave as quickly as I could. I got into my car, eager to put some distance between myself and this strange little town. Following the directions I'd gotten, I drove for what felt like hours, the dusty road stretching endlessly in front of me. But no matter how far I drove, the landscape didn't change. There were no signs for the highway, no other cars, just miles of empty road. Eventually, I saw something up ahead, a familiar sign. My heart sank. It couldn't be. But as I got closer, there it was. The same diner, the same motel, the same street I had driven away from. I hadn't left at all. I pulled over, staring at the town entrance as if it could explain itself. I'd been driving for hours, hadn't I? There was no way I could have looped back like this. I couldn't make sense of it. I sat in the car for what felt like hours, staring at the familiar street in front of me. My mind raced, trying to make sense of what had just happened. I had driven for miles, watched the sun move across the sky, and yet here I was, back where I started. There had to be a logical explanation. Maybe I'd gotten turned around without realizing it. Or maybe I was just tired. Too tired to notice I'd taken a wrong turn. But deep down, I knew none of that made sense. With a sigh, I stepped out of the car and walked back down the street. Everything looked the same. The diner, the barbershop, the motel. But something about it felt different. The air was still, too still, like the town was holding its breath, waiting for something to happen. I needed answers. I found myself walking toward the general store, my mind still buzzing with confusion. The bell above the door jingled as I stepped inside. The storekeeper, an older woman with grey hair and a gentle smile, greeted me. back so soon?" she asked, her voice just as pleasant as everyone else's in this strange town.
I never left," I muttered, trying to keep my voice steady.
"I drove for hours and ended up right back here. How is that even possible?"
Her smile faltered for a split second, just enough for me to notice. And then, just like that, she regained her composure, her face smoothing over as if nothing had happened.
"Oh, sometimes it's easy to get turned around out here," she said lightly, waving a hand as though it was nothing.
"Happens to folks passing through all the time." I nodded, though I wasn't convinced. Something felt wrong. Off. I kept my eyes on her as she went about restocking the shelves. And that's when it happened. Her face. For just a moment, a fraction of a second, her face glitched. It flickered, like an image on a TV screen with bad reception. I blinked, certain I had imagined it. But there it was, again. Just the briefest shimmer, as if her whole face had flickered out of existence and then snapped back, too fast to catch. My heart pounded in my chest. I took a step back, trying to breathe, but I couldn't tear my eyes away from her. She looked up at me, her gentle smile still in place. But now all I could see was the glitch, replaying in my mind like a broken record.
"Is everything all right?" she asked, her voice calm, unbothered.
I muttered something, anything, before practically stumbling out of the store, my mind racing. What the hell was going on? My hands were trembling as I fumbled with my car keys, desperate to get out of there. I didn't care where I ended up, I just had to leave. I threw the car into gear and sped off, not looking back. But as I drove, my mind replayed what I'd seen, what I'd experienced. Was she real? Was anything here real? The idea gnawed at me. It seemed impossible, but after everything I'd seen, I couldn't ignore it. And then it hit me. The barber, the waitress, the couple in the diner. Had I seen them glitch too? Little moments I'd brushed off, too tired or distracted to notice. It felt like my mind was playing tricks on me. It had to be. It was the only cogent explanation. Yet I knew it wasn't true. I remained determined to leave. I had to find somewhere normal, somewhere that wasn't this. I headed out of the town again, and I drove aimlessly, my mind racing, trying to piece together everything I had seen. My only thought was to get as far away from this place as possible. I spotted a small, old-fashioned gas station up ahead, just another relic of this strange area. Glancing down, I noticed the fuel gauge was dipping quite heavily toward empty, and I knew I had no choice but to stop. The garage was deserted, and the only sound was the faint hum of the neon sign above as I pulled up beside the pump. As I stepped out to refuel, I glanced at my reflection in the dusty window of the garage shop. And that's when I saw it. My own face. It glitched. Just like all of them. I stood there, staring at the warped reflection in the glass as my face flickered and distorted, twisting into something that wasn't me. The realization hit me like a punch to the gut. I wasn't lost. I was one of them. I wasn't leaving the town. I had been a part of it all along.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, check out my Patreon for ad-free episodes. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel at Night Tales TV1 for full-length content with visuals and extra material. There's a link in the show notes. Night Tales is also available as a podcast on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, and most major podcast platforms. So, until next time, stay curious, my friends.